I didn't ask this question of your brother, but I would have. I'll ask you. If there were betting shops in Dublin before he started the race, what do you think the odds are that he would have finished the thing by the cutoff time?
I think the odds have been very high because in my mind he was always going to finish.
There was no doubt.
No doubt. You know, once he got to the starting line, in my mind, that was it. You know, he had enough training done, and I knew he had the mental focus and capacity. So, So I think
it's a tall order. I mean, you look at Kanienka, who has way more experience. And you know, here she is, she's limping to midnight, and your brother's going to get in here at 6 o'clock.
Yes, yeah, that's the only thing you can't predict, is if a bad injury or a bad fall is going to prevent you from making it. So that is the real unpredictable thing. And it's very unfortunate in Kanienka's case, because she certainly would be finishing today otherwise. So that is the unpredictable aspect of the race. But the things you can predict, certainly for Nurbaşa, is his persistence and his just positive attitude and his attitude of never giving up. And that's what has taken him to 3,100 miles today.
You came, of course, several weeks into the race. He'd already been going for a while. When you came here and saw him actually doing it and being here on this course, how did it make you feel being here and actually being part of the whole thing with him?
I think you identify so much with his effort and what he's doing that, fortunately or unfortunately, you start to feel his pain, his tiredness, and his joys, which is great as well. So you actually feel a lot of oneness. So when he's tired, you're tired. When he's grumpy, you're grumpy. when the moments of joy there, you feel that. So you really feel the oneness. And one thing, like, it's challenging. It's really challenging because when, for some reason, if he gets a sore shin or if his tummy's upset, you feel all his problems that he's going through. So, you know, if he's unhappy, you feel unhappy, you know, and you try and do your best to help him, you know. So that's a real powerful experience, is that feeling of oneness, not only with Nurbaşa, but with all the runners, with what they're going through, you know. There's a real powerful oneness between all the helpers here and all the kitchen staff and organizers and the runners themselves.
The spiritual environment that seems to exist on this block is very, very tangible and very powerful. Is that something you expected, or is it something that you knew was going to be here and are kind of existing in this flow?
I think it's something I knew that was going to be here, but hadn't really experienced its, let's say, its form. Hadn't really experienced firsthand its the form that it takes on the race course. And somehow when you do, when you're not here at the course, if you're, for me, when I was at home in Dublin and checking out the race reports every day, you can identify with it, and you do feel a sense of that beauty and the power of the energy that's here on the race course. But to experience it firsthand is another level. It's really another level, and very much it just takes you into the heart when you're here on the race course working with everyone on, you know, all the helpers, and it really just takes you into the heart, and you really see what each runner is receiving through this race. You can see it in their eyes, you know, you really see it in their eyes, and you know, it's beyond words, but you can see that twinkle in their eye, you know. Obviously you can't quantify it, or you can't, but you see that twinkle, that's something special that they're receiving by doing this race.